You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Today I wanted to talk about the importance of practice. And in the last few days I've been practicing mindfulness, which for those who are familiar with the concept of mindfulness, it's actually being aware of what is happening in the world around you, and also to be aware, and this is perhaps the central element in mindfulness, is of being aware of your mind in relation to the external world. So mindfulness is another important practice in Buddhism, which for those of you who don't know, I'm currently immersing myself in getting to understand Buddhism. And apart from meditation, mindfulness is an important element in the purpose of meditation and the purpose of Buddhism, which is to achieve a freedom from a certain attachment to the world and to things that make up the world, which cause suffering. So that is the root of suffering as identified by Buddhism. So I've been doing mindfulness practices, I was saying, and the more I have done mindfulness practice, the more I realize how many thoughts and feelings I'm becoming aware of, because whereas previously I probably would have reacted to reality without giving it much thought, nowadays I'm taking the time to notice what is happening in my mind during certain moments. Especially I've noticed that I'm more aware of certain feelings and emotions that emerge during stressful times, or when I meet someone I like or someone I dislike. I'm paying more attention also to what people are saying, and refrain from being too judgmental about other people, and attempt to better understand the point of view of another person. So in a way, I'm also cultivating compassion, which is the foundation of Buddhist practice. I think it's important to me at this point to be more in touch with myself, and more importantly to be more in touch with those around me. Because many times I feel that I've been too distant, too detached, or perhaps too closed in my own worldview to really appreciate and taking the time to really get to know other people better, others whom I meet for the first time, or people who I meet every day, my family and my friends. So I think it is making me a better person I can't say that there are no occasions when I just lose my patience or get angry, but today, thanks to a combination of meditation and this practice of mindfulness, I've become more grateful for what I have and on the overall experience of having life in the first place. Being alive today, I think I've grown appreciating that. Not that my Christian background didn't help in that, but in a way I felt restricted. Perhaps one reason was that I didn't really engage in a true exploration of Christianity, which ironically I'm also doing since I took my commitment to Buddhism, to Buddhist practice seriously. Because I'm realizing more and more each day how all these religious traditions or these teachings that you find across religions and culture have a value that many times we simply take for granted. And I believe that practice, that making an effort to practice what you claim to believe in is very important, while of course the teachings and the foundations of a particular religious tradition are important, and even perhaps they are fundamental to being to defining reality. I think that if someone doesn't practice their beliefs and manifest them in the real world, there is a certain dissonance, so to speak. There is an inconsistency. And if there's that inconsistency, you're simply saying that you're something which, in fact, you're not. And I think this is very sad and even a tragic situation. I think I'll end here for now. Of course, feel free to check out my site, and please leave your comments or any messages if you like. Thanks very much.
GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started. For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening.